The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, B'sha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Chavdal, we begin today's daf on Chav Gimal Amud Bet, starting at the Mishnah. Kasher bepara, pasul be'agra, kasher be'agra, pasul bepara. There's two ceremonies that are done outside the Azarav, the Beit HaMikdash. One is Parah Adumah, and one is the Agla Arufa. What's kasher to do to the Parah Adumah, namely slaughtering it, is pasul to the Agla Arufa, which you hack the head of, decapitate the head, which is kasher by the Agla Arufa, which is decapitating, is pasul to the Parah Adumah. This needs slaughtering, this needs decapitating. That's basically what the Mishnah is saying. The question of the Agla Arufa is when they bring that Egel, in the case where there's a death, and it's unknown who murdered the person, it's between two cities, they measure to the closest city, and the closest city must bring an Egla Arufa. Gemara begins, the Rabbanan. Para b'shchita keshera, ba'arifa b'sula. Amen. Para adumas kesher b'shchita, and is ba'arifa, with decapitating is b'sula. Egla Arufa, egla ba'arifa keshera b'shchita b'sula. The exact opposite. Nimset, kesher b'para, pasul b'egla, kesher b'egla, pasul b'para. Good, so that explains the Mishnah, that this is done b'shchita, and this is done b'arifa. The Gemara says, "Tehe para keshera b'arifa mikal v'chomer." So what do you mean? The para should be kasher, keshera, to make arifa by making the kal v'chomer. Why the kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? Uma egla shelo hukshera b'shchita, hukshera b'arifa, and what? Egla, that you cannot make shechita, but it's okay to make arifa, para shukshera b'shchita. Enudin shukshera b'arifa, para, where you can make shechita. Enudin, kavahomer, you should be able to make arifa, as kavahomer, amal kera. So the pasuk says, by the para aduma, v'shachat, v'chuka. It says in the pasuk, and you have to make shechita, and it says chuka. V'shchita in, v'arifa la. Once already it says chuka, chuka sounds like it's saying, this is the law. You can only make shechita, and you cannot make something else. Now, Gemara is assuming that any time it says the word chukah in a pasuk, that means it is mandatory and there's no other option. That's why it says v'shachat, and it's called rechok, chukah. So therefore, that's why you cannot make arifa, even though we would have had a kal v'chomer, but chukah tells me the only option is shechita. That's what Gemara says, called hecha, dichtiv be'chukah, lo darshina kal v'chomer. So what do you mean? Just because it says the word chukah, you don't make a kal v'chomer, which means the word chukah means it's mandatory and it's the only thing. I'll show you a case where it says the word chuk, and still it did not mean that that's the only option. Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim is talking about the goats. There were two goats, Sa'ir la'azazel, that's the goat that threw off the mountain, and the Sa'ir that went on the Mizbeah. How were these goats chosen? These goats were chosen via a lottery, a goral. The Kohen would have two lotteries. He would pull it out. One would say Lahashem, the other would say Azazel. He would place them on the animals, and that would designate them for their purpose. It was not done like the normal designation. The normal designation of an animal is Bapeh. You say Zel Le'ola, Zel Le'Hatat. By the Sa'irim of Yom Kippurim, verbal does not mean anything. Which means even if the Kohen would say Zeh lehatat vezeh lehashem, doesn't mean nothing. And then he makes the lottery, and it comes out the opposite. It's okay, you follow the lottery. So verbal designation doesn't mean anything. So Gemara says, it says the word chukah, v'tanya, we have a braita. Ve'asau hatat. It says, and the Kohen shall make it a hatat, meaning the one that is for Hashem. Hagoral oseh hatat, ve'en Hashem oseh hatat. So we have a special pasuke. Ve'asau hatat. It's the goral, it's the lottery that makes it a hatat, and not the verbal designation, like I explained. So Gemara says, "Shiachol." Without that pasuk, I would have made a kal v'chomer. I would have said, "Valo dinu, uma b'mkom shelo kidesh agoral kidesh Hashem." What about a place like, for example, the birds? When a person brings the birds of a zav, She brings two birds, one for Hatat and one for Ola. How do you designate them verbally? So in a place where Goral doesn't work, which means, let's say they made a lottery, they chose this one as a Hatat, this one Ola, means nothing by the birds. So Uma in a place where Goral doesn't work and verbal designation does, Makom Shekidesha Goral, in a place where the lottery does work, namely the Se'irim of Kippur, in Udin Shekidesha Hashem, that's what I would have made. I would have made a kavah homet to tell me if lottery works, certainly verbal designation works. So therefore, I gizdat the ketuv. That even though I could have made a kavah homet the other way, the gizdat the ketuv comes and tells me no. That only the goral makes the hatat and not the verbal designation. The Gemara says now, ta'amad, dichtiv, rachmana, v'asau hatat. It's only because we have that extra words in the pasuk, v'asau hatat, that the goral makes the hatat. Halavachi, tarshinan, kalvahoter. But if it wasn't for that, we would have made the kavam, even though it says the word hukah by Yom Kippurim. Which means hukah doesn't mean anything. Even though the Torah says, oh, you make a lottery, and it says hukah, it seems that even though it says the word hukah, I still would have made a kal vachomer were it not for an extra word v'asau hatat. So the word hukah doesn't mean anything. And therefore, back to our question, why don't you make a kal vachomer and say, and what egla arufa? That shechita doesn't work. Arifa does work. Paraduma, that shechita works. Certainly arifa should work. Don't tell me that it says hukah by paraduma, because so what? It said hukah by Yom Kippurim, and still we would have made a kal vachomer were it not for v'asau hatat. That's Gemara's question. So Gemara now is going to search for a new source. How do you know that you cannot make arifa by the para aduma? Gemara says, you know what? Mi'ed rachamana gabe igla ha'arufa. It says zot ba'arifa ve'en acheret ba'arifa. We have a gezerat katuv. It says by Egla arufa, ha egla arufa, to come and teach me that what? That this one, ha arufa, the one that gets decapitated, mashma, only this one gets decapitated to the exclusion of paraduma, that does not. Now the Gemara goes the other way. V'tehe egla kishira b'shchita mekav v'chomer. Why don't you say that egla arufa should be kishira b'shchita from mekav v'chomer? Uma para. Shelo hukshira b'arifa. Parad, you cannot make arifa, but you can make kishira b'shchita. Egla shkishira b'arifa, rodin shukshira b'shchita. Kama homen. And what? Egla. That shchita is no good, but arifa is good. Parad umad, that shchita is good. Certainly arifa should be good. Amar kira b'arifu ha'egla. B'arifa in b'shchita. It says again, b'egla rufa, b'arifu ha'egla. That you will decapitate it. Implying what? That it's the only way you could do it. Marifa in b'shchita. No, that is the Gemara. Now we move on to the next Mishnah, which means that she says, "What's the derasha v'arifu aigla?" So it says, because it says it twice. It says ha'arufa, and this is v'arifu et aigla. We have a general rule that any time it says it twice, it's coming to say it is me'akev. If it just would have said it once, I could say, yeah, that's the preferable way. But who says the other way is no good? But the fact that it says, V'arifu, Arufa, says it twice. So now I learned that it is indeed, Me'akiv. Amen. Next Mishnah. Kasher be'kohanim, pasul be'alvim. Kasher be'alvim, pasul be'kohanim. Now we're talking about the standards of the Kohanim and the Levim. It's kasher by the Kohanim. Is pasul by the Levim? What is kasher by the Kohanim? Is kasher by Levim? Is pasul by the Levim? What is the kasher and pasul over here? I'll talk about two things over here. Levim, their issue is age. Kohanim, their issue is mumin, meaning a Levi has a certain age that he's allowed to work according to the Torah law. Levim start working at the age of 30, and they work until the age of 50. Seems anything older than 50 would render the Levi pasul. Although Kohanim have no age limit, so long as they're 13 years old and have maturity, they can work until they're old men. Reverse, Kohanim have the laws of Mumin, that if they have physical blemishes, it renders them pasulim to serve. Mashiachin Levi does not have those restrictions of Mumin, that this allows them to serve. So if it was kasher for this, it's pasul tera, it's pasul for that's kasher tera. So Gemara says, Tanabana, Gemara gonna say, Kohanim bimumin pesulim, bishanim kishirim, Levim bimumin kishirim, bishanim pesulim nimsa, kasher bekohanim pasul belevim, kasher belevim pasul bekohanim. Straightforward, just explaining the Mishnah. Look at Rashi, Levim bishanim pesulot. So from Rashi it sounds like that the psul is both sides, less than 30 and older than 40. Some mefarshim that the psul by levim is only above 50. Continue. Zot. Mashma. This is an only psul by levim. So the Gemara is searching for a source. How do you know that the levim are psul by years? That the age affects the levim to tell Rabbanan. Zot hashel levim. This is the issue of the Levim. Atamud Omar, what is it coming? Teaches Levi Shneimar. Mibin Hamishim Shana Yeshuv. It says 50 years, he goes back home. He goes back from the service. Labadu Levim Shashanim Poslim Bahim. See, from the Gemara, it's mashma only the old age. Because when the Gemara brings the Psul here, it says, Mibin Hamishim Yeshuv. And from 50, they must go back. Yachod Mumin Poslim Bahim. Oh, maybe I'll say that just like years affect them, maybe also Mumin affect them. And I'll make a cover homer. Uma Kohanim She'en Hashanim Poslim Bahim. Mumin Poslim Bahim. Levim Shashanim Poslim Bahim. En Odin She'emimim Poslim Bahim. And what the Kohanim, the years don't affect them. But years don't affect them, but Mumin do affect them. So, Levim, that years do affect them. Certainly Mumim should affect them. It's called Muhammad. Udomar Zot Asher Levim. No, only this. Zot Levim Venachanet Levim. That's their item. Zot. Years affect them, but not Mumim. Yachol Yu HaKohanim Pesulim Basharim. Now go give us the other way. Why don't you say the Kohanim should be affected by years? Rahalo Dinu. I'm like a Kava Homer. Uma Levim She'en Mumim. Poslim Bahem. Shanim Poslim Bahem. Kohanim She'en Mumim Poslim Bahem. And what? Levim. That Mumim don't affect them, but years do. So Kohanim, that Mumim do affect them. Certainly years should affect them. Ta'ud Omar, Asher Levim. We're talking about the years, it says, that belongs to the Levim. Vedo Asher Kohanim. So again, another Gezerat HaKatub, Asher Levim. Specifically, it's only belonging to the Levim, and not to the Kohanim. So now the Gemara says, Yachol af b'shilo u'bebet olamim ken. This that you told me years of posel, meaning over 50 years old, you cannot serve anymore. Does that apply even outside the Mishkan? For example, when they went to Shiloh, outside the Midbar, I should say. For example, when they went to Shiloh, when they entered Israel, or when they built the Batei Mikdash. The Gemara says to Odomar, la'avod avodat avodah ba'avodat masa. That this only applies when they were doing the service of carrying. When did they carry the Mishkan? Lo amarti ela bezman sha'avoda b'katef. It's only at the time that the service was on their shoulders. When was the service on their shoulders? In the Midbar. When they used to carry the Midbar, the Levim were in charge of carrying the Mishkan. Therefore, this law of 50 years old as the cap only applies to the Midbar. Does not apply to the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan Shiloh. Ketuv Echad Omer, one pasuk says, you want to make a contradiction. Mumin does not apply to Levim at all. Ever. Only the Gemara is going to tell us one mum, which is the voice. Because they sing. So that's the only mum. But all the other physical mumim that the Kohanim rendered in Pesulim will not apply to the Levim. But to your point, when it comes to the mumim of the Kohanim, they apply from the Mishkan all the way through the Batei Mikdash. Because that the Torah does not limit mumim to any generation. With this, it says right in the pasuk, 50 years to do what? La'avod, avodat, avodan, avodat katef. Ketuv echad omer, one pasuk says, ben hamesh ve'asrim shana v'ma'ala. One pasuk says that when did the Levim become legal to serve in the Beit HaMikdash? At what age? So it says 25 years old. Ketuv echad omer, ben shiloshim. Another pasuk says 30 years old. So come on, let's make up your mind. אי אפשר לומר שלושים שכבר נאמר חפה ואי אפשר לומר חפה שכבר נאמר שלושים. How do you reconcile? You can't say 30 because it's 25. You can't say 25 because it says 30. כיצד חפה ללמוד ושלושים לעבודה. 25, they start to learn the service, which means like an apprentice. They start learning the service, internship in the Levim for 5 years, and they get a down pat for 5 years. Then at 30, they officially enter the service. What do we learn from here? Mikan le Talmid. From here we learn that a student goes to the yeshiva. If he doesn't see success within 5 years, he's not going to see success. Then we should go home. Which means the success of the of Torah, it's 5 years. Give yourself 5 years. Don't rush. You see the Torah is giving the Nevi'im 5 years to learn it. So that's a siman to how long a person should take to learn the to learn. No. You don't take 5 years when it comes to learning. Take 3 years. Shnei Amar, Ulgadilam, Shanim, Shalosh, Ulamedam, Sefer, Velashon, Kazdim. Nebuchadnezzar brought Daniel and the members of the Jewish people of the time, and it took them 3 years to teach them the Kazdim language. So you see, it takes a person 3 years to learn something. So therefore, it's 3 years. Oh, V'idach. Oh, so how come the other rabbi didn't say 3 years? Shani Kazdim, Shani Lashon Kazdim, the Kalil. Kazdim is an easy language to learn. That's what it takes 3 years. But Torah, you need 5 years to give yourself 5 years. The Idach, Shani Lachot Avodah, the Tekifin. The other rabbi says, the reason why I didn't say five, because the laws of the Levim are very intricate. They have to learn exactly all the details of how to do the service. So therefore, he didn't say five, because five is an hard situation like that. Okay, look at Rashi. Lilmod Ilchot Avodah. Takes him 5 years to learn Ilchot Avodah. Shmur Asiman Yafir Lumed Veshukho. Right, guy learns, he forgets. He learns, he forgets. So I don't have any beracha. Relax, 5 years. Rabbi Yosef Lumed Veshusha Shanim. Tzarik Shiru Esiman Yafir Meshutu. 3 years already, that's when he should see Esiman Yafir. The Takifin, the Horid, the Mishkan. What was so difficult about the laws of the Mishkan? They have to learn how to dismantle it and put it back together again. So that means you have to learn how to construct the Mishkan, basically. Lintoto, la'amid kirasav, kirashav, v'ashil, korban, v'peh, v'kli. That learn all the songs. The verbal songs, the songs that led with the kelim. It was a very hard instruction. That's why the rabbi said it took 5 years. It's interesting to note that the Stipler Rebbe discusses this Gemara in his letters, Karana di Garata. He writes that which we say, that a boy in the yeshiva should take 5 years before he sees any success. Somebody wrote him a letter, it was depressed, the boy. So see, he's learning and learning and learning, he doesn't see any haslaha. He says, first of all, you're only in the yeshiva for 1 or 2 years. And the Gemara says that you have to give yourself 5 years in order to for the Torah to start going into your brain. He says, and anyway, he says, that was only in the olden days, where the Gemara would say, after 5 years, go back home. But today, that the street is so bad, that even if you don't see success so much, the yeshiva at least protects the boy from the alternative. In the olden days, when you send it back home, you're sending it back to a religious neighborhood, a religious environment. But today, the yeshiva has a different purpose. It serves just to protect you from the outside environment. So even if you don't see so much aslaha, there is aslaha in the sense that you're being insulated in the proper Torah environment. Because the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbana, Kohen, Yishyavi Yishne Sa'arot, Ashi Yaskin, That's a Kohen. Once already he brings 2 sa'arot, 13 years old, and he shows signs of maturity, all the way until he becomes an old man, he's kasher la'avodah. Rashi says, "Shiyavi shtei sa'arot, avam b'kameh hachi lo, k'delif k'kameh ish ish mezaracha." This is ish, so he has to be a man, has to be, before that, no. And ad sheyaskin, umumin poslim bo. And the laws of mumin affect the Kohanim. Ben Levi, how old is the Levi? When it comes to the service, the Ben Shloshim, Ve'ad, Ben Hamishim, Kasher La'avodah, 30 to 50. Kasher La'avodah. Uveshanim, Poslim Bo. And years, indeed, will Posel. Ve'ed, Ve'edim, Amorim, Bo'ed, Mo'ed, Shem, Ve'ed, Bar. Like we said, this only applies to the Ohel Mo'ed, that it was in the Bar. Abba, Mishilo, Bet Olamim, En, Nefsadim, En, La, Bekol. There is a psu that Livni will have, and that's if their voice is not in unison with the other Kohanim, which is when the Kohanim would sing, they would sing in a choir. And you hear the Kohanim has to sound like all one unified voice, but somebody has a very low voice, or high pitch, whatever it is, so you hear him separate from everybody else. So that's Levi, that's Pasuk. So she just tells us, why do we call Yerushalayim Bet Olamim? That's the Bet HaMikdash. Why do you call it Bet Olamim? The Mishnah Harba Lo Hayta Achareha Hetel Shar Mekomot. which means it's called the house of eternity for ages. Because once the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we're not allowed to bring korbanot anywhere else in the world. Whereas after the first Beit HaMikdash, after the korban of the Mishkan, there was heter to bring bamot. Aval kedushat Shiloh, for example, the kedushat Shiloh hayta achadeh heter bamot. That after Shiloh was destroyed, Nov v'Givon was still an option. Masha'enken, the Beit HaMikdash called Beit Olamim. Once the Beit HaMikdash was built, the Olam, the Kedushah, remains in Yerushalayim. The En Ahareha, it comes. The Gemara says, Amar B'Yoseh, Ekera. Where do we know this? That the Nevi'im are Pasul for Kol, that the voice of the Nevi'im, I should say. The voice of the Nevi'im was supposed to say, Adem Shnei Amar, says Pasuk in Tevrei Yamim, Vehi Ke'ehad, למחססרים ולמשוררים להשמיע כל אחד. It sounds like that the Nevi'im have to have a unified voice. Look at the Tapashi. והי כאחד, אפילו זקנים במשמע, כל אחד. So והי כאחד, it doesn't say who, even older ones. כל הנביאים. Which means it doesn't say age, because we said already, when it comes to the Beit HaMikdash, there was no din of age. והי כאחד, they were all considered one in the choir, even Zekinim. Next verse, Sheikol Echad, Shadachim Lebasem Et Kolam, they have to have a sweet voice, Sheyu Nir'eh Kekol Echad. That it looks like, it sounds like one voice, but if the Levi has a distinct voice that doesn't fit in with everybody else's voice, so therefore he's going to be Pasul. Gemara says, Ad Sheyazkin, that we learned above, that the Kohanim, how long do they work until? Until they become old. It was Ad Kama, it was considered old. Amar bi illa'a, Amar bi hanina, Ad shiraktit. Until his hands start shaking, until his legs start shaking, which he's so weak that he is shaking. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Teranatam, we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet, Mikvaot Baal Keri. Okay, that somebody had a seminal discharge. Shvazera. Shetaval, he went to the mikveh, velo etil mayim. He didn't urinate before he went to the mikveh. Lechshiyatil tameh, comes out of the mikveh, he goes to the bathroom, he is tameh. Why? Because could be in the canal there was still some drops of shikmat zera, and when he urinated, they came out in the urine. So therefore, he's in tameh again. So they wanted to go to first to get all the zera out of his body. Now he can go to the mikveh. But if he goes to the mikveh and then he goes to the urinate, there can be a problem. So Rabbi Yosef Omer, Bechole Upsaken Tameh, Biyelu Barita, Rabbi Yosef makes a difference. If it's a Chole and a Zaken, they didn't go before, he's Tameh. Because over there you say maybe it stayed inside of them a drop or two. However, when it comes to a young one, yeah, that means a young man, Ubari, a strong, healthy person, Tahor, because you assume that when the Zera came out, everything came out and nothing stays inside. And therefore, even if he went after, it's not going to render him. Tamei, let's just read that. She? Okay. Lo etil.
Lo etil mayim kodim tefillah. Lech sheyatil mayim tamei. Shema nishan befi ha'ama.
Sesuach keri.
Keri. Biyotze im merag laim b'shechvat zera metamaha b'choshem. Afilu b'cha'en
chaletam. Even a mustard seed, nothing, a small amount. It makes them tummy. We have the body tahor. Mikaraf, and initially everything comes out. Comes out. Yelid ad kama. Oh, what's considered a yelid? Which means what makes a person a yelid? You're saying in this law, Amar bil'a, when the hanina kol she'omed al naglo ahat, he could stand on one foot, v'cholitz min alo, v'no'en min alo. He could put on his shoes. See, people, they stand on one foot, they put on their shoes, take off their shoes. Already, if he has such balance, that's already considered, strong enough, old enough for this halacha. Amru alav Rabbi Hanina, Shaya ben Shimonim Shana. Rabbi Hanina was 80 years old. Daya omed al raglo ahad, v'choletz min alo, v'no'en min alo. He was able to stand on one leg at 80, take off his shoe, put on his shoe. Amru Rabbi Hanina, Hamin, the hot water, the shemen shesachtani imi biyalduti, and the oil that my mother anointed me and rubbed me, and the oil when I was a child, and amduli veezichnuti, that gave me the longevity and the strength, because he had a good nurse. When he was young, they took care of him, hot water, put the oil on his body. So they gave me strength and agility in my older years. Hanina, they say, was a doctor. Therefore, he knew, the Eyun Yaakov says, since he was a doctor, he was able to trace back where his strength came from. Okay? Good. Next one. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. When his beard, or the zakan, we'll see what type of zakan this is talking about, his beard fills in, that's it, you could serve the sibur. Not only for hazanut, for blowing the shofar, to be the bailiff to give the malkut, somebody has to get malkut, you could put people in nidui, he becomes an official servant of the sibur. Okay. Of course, that's to be the Hazan. They say Lired Lefnei Teva. Because the older days, the synagogues were built, but you had to go down to the Teva. Because the Pasuk says, Bema'amakim Kiratich Hashem. I call you from the depths. So they say Lired Lefnei Teva. To go down to the Teva as Hazan. Lisat Kapav. Okay, piece of Kohen. Once already Netmanez Zekano, you could go make Birkat Kohanim. It's considered a Gadol. Lenyan Birkat Kohanim. Okay. Tosfot has an issue on this over here. Tosfot is going to say, what do you mean? We learned already in Masechet Sukkah that a katan is ready to make Nisiat Kapayim. You have kids go off to make Birkat Kohanim. Here it's saying he has to be mature. So the explanation is going to be, he can't go alone. So he's only going to have to go up a katan if there's other Kohanim that are going up. But when he's gadol, he go up alone. That's the haduk between those. Gemara continues. Me'ematai kasher la'avoda. When is the kohanim kasher for avoda? Mishyavish te sarot. Okay, mishyag deal. 13 years old and bringing two hairs of maturity. Rabbi Omer ani ad shiyeh ben 20. So Rabbi comes along and says, no. To be kasher to work in the Beit HaMikdash, he's got to be 20. Amar Chazda. My Tamad Rabbi, where did Rabbi get this from? Dikhtiv, Vayamidu Talvim ibn Asim Shana Bamal Natsayah al Melechet Beit Hashem. Oh, it says, and they appointed the Levim from 20 years and up, Lenatsayah al Melechet Beit Hashem. Now, was that talking about the Kohanim? Yes, it's Levim. It's called the Kohanim. Levim, Kohanim, a lot of times in Tanakh, they call them Levim. Because they came from Shemit Levi. So in this text, it was talking about the Kohanim. It was about the Kohanim, they chose him at 20 years old to serve. Okay, fine. So comes the Gemara and says, V'idach, the other rabbi that said, 13 years old, what does it do with this pasuk? Lenatzeyach shani. The avodat of nitzuah. What is avodat nitzuah? The strong avodot. There was certain avodot that needed more strength. That was called avodot nitzuah, avodah that needs koah. So, yeah, so those avodot, they would choose kohanim that were 20 years old. But technically, for all the other services that are not so strenuous, you can even choose a kohen that is 13 years old, as long as he brought two saron. Yehuda says, oh, your question. What are you talking about? It says levim. When you tell me kohanim, ked Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. It's a rabbi that's a Levi to answer this. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi be'asrim v'arba'a mekomot nikri'u kohanim levim v'ze echad mehem, and this is one of them. Which is one of them? Be'akohanim halvim b'net Tzadok. Now we know Tzadok was a kohen. And it calls the children of Tzadok levim. So what do you see over here? That in Tanakh, you'll see sometimes that the kohanim will be referred to as levim. 24 times that happens. Look at Rashi. This is Ahad Mehem. Look at Rashi. Adam, read it. We know that. Levi? Hashem? Because they came from Shema Levi. That's a Vani. Ah, which means it says V'yilavu ele alecha. Sounds like they escort. V'ilavu alecha v'yisharetucha. Like a shamosh. This is a shamashim. not shemesim, shemashim. They were like servants of the Mikdash. Okay, that's interesting. Which is, where did they get the stam, as she's talking? Where did they get this word Levi from? We always say Levi. What's the word Levi from? Kohen is a priest. That we know, Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. But the word Levi, we just think it's named after the tribe, because that's where they come from. So that she's telling you, no, Levi is Perush, V'Levu Alecha V'Yisharetucha. And they will be like a Shamosh, Shamashim, servants of the Kahal. Okay. That's it. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now we're going to go learn a source. How do you know a Kohen Katan is Pasul? Tanu Rabbanan, Ish Mizaracha Ledorotam. It says, an Ish from your tribe, for the generation that will have a mum. That's the end of the Pasul. They will have a mum. He cannot come close to serve. Mikan Amar Bin Azar Katan, Pasul Avoda, Vafilu Tam. Which means, even if he's tam, even if he's shalem, even if he has no blemishes over here, because the Torah says, ish. Me'em ataika shel avoda mishyavish tesarot, aval, echav ha-kohanim, en manichin oto la'avod, ad shiye ben 20. On his rules. Which means, 13 technically is kasher. But the other kohanim that are in the Beit HaMikdash, technically are not going to let him in to do avoda until he is 20. Why? Because it seems it's a genai. It's not respectful to have a 13-year-old serving in the Beit HaMikdash with the adults. So even though technically he's kashin, nafkaminat, there's nobody else around, of course they can let the Kohen that's 13 years old serve. But the other Kohenim, out of respect. From here we learn also a lesson that when you're having the people misharet the sibur, that they should not let ketanim misharet the sibur. Sometimes they invite the katan up, you know, a young guy up to do a service, tefillah, something like that. Not so special. It should only be done by the older one. When there's older people available, it's more respectful. Ika da amre. Remember that she's there. Read, Ishu lo katan.
Ishu lo katan. The hachi mashma ishu de ba emu madev sule. Ba asher ye bo mum lo yigash.
Gash.
Lo yigash. Ha katan afilu tam lo yigash.
Right. Only the adult that has a mum doesn't go up. But katan, even if he's perfect, shanem doesn't go up. Aval. Right. Which means, the Rabbanan will say it's okay. It's just that this was like a personal code amongst the Kohanim, not to let these kids go up there and serve. But the rabbis didn't have a problem with it. Okay, Ika da'amre, we have another version. Ha-Rabbi. That what it said, 20 years old, that's following the opinion of Rabbi. Ba'afilu psud Rabbanan, let. But the Brayta is coming to tell me that even according to Rabbi, that said, that the age is 20, don't think it'll be held, it's a psul from the rabbis. He held at the age of 20, that was something instituted by the Kohanim themselves. Says the Tagus Hadush and the Bizabin. Really, according to other opinions, 13 years old, can go serve, no problem, and the Kohanim would even let them do it. But the Rabbi says, no, it wasn't like that. The 13 years old is okay, but the Kohanim are not going to let them do it. But don't think what I said, it's got to be 20, is a Drabanan institution. It was a private thing, the Kohanim did. Look at that. Sheikha da Amre.
Sheikha da Amre Harabihi.
Dama da El.
Dama da El Omer Ani Ashi Ben Esrin. Sheikha
da Amre. Okay, now we get to the third version and we conclude this Gemara. Sheikha da Amre. Rabbi Itle Pesul Drabbanan. That really to behold that it was a rabbinical institution. That you can't serve until you are 20 years old. And what if he did, this avodah is going to be pesula. And this braita that we just quoted, Rabbanan, that's going according to the rabbis, that said, what's the earliest time in the Kohen could serve? 13 years old, long as we have two sarot. And all we say is, we don't let you serve until you're 20. The avad, of course, his avodah is going to be, okay, so according to this version, Rabbi holds it's a psul mid Rabbanan. That if a 20, this is the most strict version over here, that if a Kohen would go up less than 20, go to the B, Pasul. I just write over there, this statement was like Rabbanan. And what is Rabbanan saying? 13, like a Tahidah, of course. I'm sorry, but look at that, I waited until 20. That was only an institution of the Kohanim themselves. Look at that, Sheikh, because the Amre.
Yeah.
Amen.